makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Rum and Abner. Have you ever listened to those radio programs that come on about the time the milkman starts his rounds? If you have, was it because you really enjoyed staying up that late? Or was it because you just couldn't get to sleep? I'm asking that because you might very well be one of those people who is kept awake by drinking coffee. Of course, lots of people can drink coffee without being kept awake. But many people simply can't sleep when they drink it. If coffee keeps you awake, why not try Postum? Millions of people have, and it's now their favorite mealtime drink. Postum, you see, is without caffeine or stimulant of any kind that could possibly cause sleeplessness. It's made of whole wheat and bran, roasted to a turn and slightly sweetened. And Postum is truly delicious. Drink it steaming hot, notice its rich, dark color and delightful aroma. You'll find it satisfies you so fully, you'll never even miss coffee. In fact, if coffee has been your trouble, you wonder why you ever waited this long to try Postum. Will you take my friendly suggestion and begin tomorrow to drink Postum at every meal instead of coffee? Then see if you don't sleep more soundly and feel better for it. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Little did Abner realize the trouble he was getting into when he sent out pictures of Ezra C. Strunk, Mose Moots, and Dick Huddleston in answer to letters their matrimonial bureau had received from women who were wanting to get married. Mrs. Moots found a letter from one of the women in the pocket of Mose's suit. And when we left the old fellows day before yesterday, they had just learned that she was planning to take the children and go back to the home of her parents. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel so bad about it, Abner. It's all straightened out now, and there weren't no harm done.
No harm done? I doggone it, I got half the town mad at me.
Well, yeah, but they'll get over it eventually.
I don't know. I doubt it the way they're acting.
Well, you done the only thing you could do, Abner. You couldn't stand back and see Mose Moose's woman separate him over something you was responsible for.
I know it, I know it. That's the reason I went over there and explained to her that it was me that sent out his picture to these women. And I told Dick and Ezra Seastrunk, too, so they could explain to their women if they found letters that they'd been getting.
Yeah, well, personal, I think a heap more of you for admitting to it when you know that they was all going to be mad at you, Abner.
Yeah, that part of it's all right, but I'm just mad at myself for ever doing such a thing.
Well, I tried to tell you was making a mistake.
I know it. I'm just so anxious to make a success out of this matrimonial bureau that, well, I just never stopped to think about the trouble I was going to cause. We had to have pictures of men to send out to these women customers that's looking for husbands, and, well, I just sent anybody that I could get hold of, regardless.
Yeah, sure.
Just looks like I can get myself into more trouble than ever one human I ever knowed in my life.
Man, you just never stop to think. Sure.
Yeah, that's my trouble. I never do stop to think. Gets aggravated with myself sometimes. I can't hardly stand me. That blame gourd-headed idiot.
Well, I wouldn't feel that way about it myself, Abner. You ain't such a bad fella.
Yes, I am too, Grandpap. You just don't know me like I do. I just wish sometimes I could get off by myself, away from me. Get tired of putting up with some of the stunts I pull. I ought to be bored for the sentence.
Oh, Abner, you're just mad.
No, I ain't. I felt that way about myself for a long time. Just never would say nothing to me about it. I stood and stood, but I dog it, I just went too far this time.
Oh, tut, tut, Abner. You oughtn't to say such things about yourself.
Well, exactly the way I feel about it. And I'll say it to my face, too. If you don't like it, why, I can lump it.
You're just getting yourself all worked up over nothing.
No, I ain't. I don't care. That blame it all just looks like I never will learn no sense.
Well, Abner, I ain't going to sit here and listen to you argue with yourself all afternoon. I'm going down to the barbershop where...
Well, now, wait a minute now, Grandpap. Sit back down. Don't leave me now, me feeling like this. I'm in too bad a humor with myself. Mad as I am right now, I'm no telling what would happen. And there wouldn't be nobody here to separate me.
Well, I tried to take up for you, and you won't listen to me.
Well, go ahead, Grandpap. That's what I want you to do. Nobody else will. That blame Lum sits here and agrees with me all the time.
Oh, is he pretty mad about it, is he?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Stomped out of here a while ago, mad enough to bite. Says I've ruined both of us. And what did I do? Nothing. Just mailed out some little old pictures of people's all I done.
Well, of course, the whole trouble was you was mailing them without them knowing anything about it.
Well, if I'd have told them, they wouldn't have let me did it, you know that.
Of course not. They're married men. They don't want their pictures sent out over the country to women folks saying they're looking for a wife.
Well, no, but... Wait a minute. Are you taking up for them?
No, but you'll have to admit you had no
reason. I won't admit to no such a thing. I don't see a thing wrong.
You mean to sit there and say it's all right for you to send out that...
Of course it was all right. You're just taking up for them. That's what you're doing.
I ain't taking up for them.
Yes, you are. That blamed old hypocrite. I won't put up with it either. Just get out of here. Go on. Just get out before I throw you out.
You just try throwing me out one time and see how... Put that chair down.
I won't put it down either. I'll lop it around your head if you don't get out of that door like I told you to. Get on out of here now.
What's going on in here? I could hear you fellas wrangling clean out in the street. What you doing with that chair?
Why, this dad... we were seeing which one of us could lift it over our head the highest, huh?
It looked to me like he's drawing back there, fixing to hit Grandpap with it.
Well, for goodness sake. Now, what would me and Grandpap be mad about?
I don't know, but you got everybody else in town mad at you. I was just talking to Mose Moose just now. I wouldn't advise you to let Mo shave you for a few days, Abner, if I was you.
Oh, my goodness, no. He's bad enough when he ain't mad at you.
And I can't say that I blame him, either. Trouble you've caused.
Well, he got his woman back all right, didn't he?
Yeah, but his life's going to be miserable for the next 2 years, Abner. You ought to hear what all he had to promise her to get her not to leave.
Promise her?
Yeah, he told me about it over there a while ago. Can't go out to lodge meetings no more.
Well,
got to make the garden and do up the chores and chop the wood at home. So you see, she's got him doing all her work.
Yeah. Well, I hate it the worst way. I don't know. Maybe I could go over there and talk her out of part of that. I hate to see him old for
me. Yeah, that's the thing to do, Abner. I don't care what you do. Get out of it the best way you can. I don't care.
I might just take her over a nice present sometime. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
You're willing to help Mose all you can.
Oh, I am.
Swan, Abner, that was the foolishest stunt I ever heard of a grown man pulling in my life, sending out all them pictures.
Well, we had to send out somebody's pictures. I know we'd lose all our women customers if we never had something to send them.
Well, we had pictures of me. There's a whole stack of them there we had made.
Well, I sent yours along with Mose and Dick Huddleston and Edry. Put 4 pictures in every envelope I sent out.
Well, it's mighty funny all the rest of them's been getting letters back and I ain't.
Well, that ain't my fault. I sent them out. I know that. We got in one letter the other day saying she got your picture. And if that was the best we could do, why not to send her no more?
Yeah, it was from that smart aleck from Springfield, Missouri, Paula Reimer. Wouldn't nothing suit her.
Well, we've got to do something, Mom. We've been in business 2 weeks and ain't married off nobody yet.
Well, it takes time, Abner. All you fellas can do is just get them started writing to one another and then just wait for developments. I wish I'd quit talking to you.
Yeah, that's right, Grandpap. I ain't the least bit optimistic about it. I think it's going to be a big success. When they do start, there'll be 2 or 3 couples getting married every day, I bounty. That's $50 a couple.
Yeah, well, I've been doing all I can, Lum. Sending out them pictures just as fast as they come in.
Yeah, I know you have. And I've been spending all my time on doing all you did. Talking to Ezra and Mose.
Yeah.
Ezra was aiming on a lawsuit on it.
He was, huh?
Talked him out of that.
Well, good for you. Good.
He had Dick Huddleston in an awful fix there. Dick got a letter from that woman in Coffeyville, Kansas, that Bertie Collins, I believe her name was.
Yeah.
Saying she's coming here to visit him.
Yeah, I know it.
Now, that would have been trouble sure enough if she showed up.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Did you get her headed off all right before she left?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I had to send her a telegram yesterday. Dick stood right over me and told me what to write and everything.
What all did you tell her, Lum?
Oh, I don't recollect. Something about sorry a mistake was made. Dick Huddleston was already married.
Yeah.
Told her he weren't the kind of a man she ought to have no way.
He did, huh? Did you say that?
He told her a beautiful young woman like her ought to marry a man with money and position like myself. He told her that so she wouldn't be too disappointed losing Dick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Dick seemed to think if we could get her her interested in me, she'd forget about him, you know.
Uh-huh, sure.
I'll more than likely be getting a love letter from her myself in a day or so.
More likely.
What kind of a looking girl is she, Ron?
Girl? Didn't you see her picture?
No, I reckon not.
Where is it, Abner? I want Grandpap to see that. She'd stop a clock.
Oh, yeah, I burnt the thing up, Lum. I was afraid we might make a mistake and put it in some letter to one of our men customers and lose him.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, you ain't going to start writing letters with her, are you, Lum? Sure not.
Oh, no, just long enough to keep her from pestering Dick Hudson. Gosh, no.
Yeah, well, I wonder. Well, Lum, I just want to tell you I appreciate you doing all that for me. I know now, of course, I done wrong. But I just trying to help the matrimonial be
over. Oh, I know it, Abner. I know. It's all over now, and the best thing to do is just forget about it. It's all over. We've got it straightened out now, and we can just all forget about it.
Yeah, well, I just never want you to be mad at her. Come in. Oh, come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Thought you were a customer coming in.
Well, I've got a telegram for Mr. Lum.
Well?
For me? Well, you know what this could be. Matrimonial business is sort of picking up in sending telegrams.
Somebody must be in a terrible hurry to get married. Yeah. Hey, sit down here, Cedric. Sit down. Make yourself
comfortable. Well, I can't say I've got to get back over to the blacksmith shop and help my Paul.
Well?
Shoeing that young span of mule to Carl Barton. Worth a body's life to put a shoe on.
Oh, yeah, they're honorary critters. I know that. Yes, they're.
All right, Granny, what time does that afternoon train get to the county seat?
Why, 3:30, I think it is.
Oh,
why?
Granny, that work should be coming in on that train.
Huh?
Why, Granny, I'll just have to hide out for a few days. Abner, you have to look after the store by yourself.
Well, what's the matter? What's happened, Mom?
Well, this is a telegram from that Bertie Collins. It says she's fell in love with me now, and she's arriving on the afternoon train at the county seat to visit me. Hey, Granny, you started this whole thing. Now it's up to you to get shut over the best way you can.
Well, it looks as though the trouble Abner started is not completely over yet. Perhaps it will cheer up Lum to remember the old adage that in spring a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love. Perhaps. We'll see. But anyhow, spring means lots of other things. Baseball, for instance. New fellows in high school who speak out every afternoon with your baseball bat slung over your shoulders know you have to stick to a regular set of training rules just as the big leaguers do if you hope to win a place on the school team. And one of the most important of those rules is no stimulating beverages of any kind. And of course, that means no coffee. For coffee contains caffeine, a stimulant that may cause sleeplessness, nervousness, and indigestion. Why don't you solve your hot drink problem the same way so many college and professional athletes have solved theirs? By drinking Postum instead of coffee. For many athletic coaches advise their players to drink Postum. It contains absolutely nothing that can harm an athlete's system in any way. In fact, hot Postum made with milk is particularly beneficial because it combines all the bodybuilding qualities of milk with the wholesomeness of whole wheat and bran from which Postum is made. And if you've never tasted Postum before, you're in for a real treat when you discover how delicious it is, what a tempting, appetizing aroma it has, what a mellow, distinctive flavor. Why not begin tomorrow to make your mealtime drink the favorite training table drink, hot Postum made with milk. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.